Once again, the U.S. role in Afghanistan is being questioned by an aerial attack last week against the Taliban that hit a civilian hospital in the city of Kunduz. Once again, the Taliban is making significant territorial gains against the year-old government of President Ashraf Ghani. Ghani ran on a platform to open talks with the Taliban and end fighting that began years before the 9/11 attacks and the U.S. invasion that overthrew the Taliban 14 years ago.
I call on Afghan government enemies, particularly the Taliban and Hezbi Islam, to prepare for political negotiations.
That's President Ghani speaking about negotiations with the Taliban at his inauguration. But a year later, the Taliban looks stronger than ever, and it is not the only Islamist group confronting the Kabul government. Hassan Abbas is a professor at the National Defense University and a senior advisor to the Asia Society. Hassan Abbas, is the Taliban stronger than ever right now?
Taliban are quite strong. There's no doubt about it. But also we have to keep in mind that this is a time that they are facing a severe challenge from this new movement, ISIS. Secondly, Mullah Omar, their unique leader who led the movement through all the difficult times, is dead. So they are splintering as well. So they are directionless, and in this directionlessness, they are trying to gain some more momentum and gain some sense of where they stand. These two things have to be kept in mind while trying to assess where Taliban stand today.
What do you make of the battle over Kunduz? Is this a symbolic battle right now?
It is a symbolic battle which shows us a few things. The Afghan Taliban were maneuvering, thinking, planning about this campaign for over a year or so. So this was partly the failure of the Afghan government to strengthen their system and establish their writ of the state. And that created that vacuum. And then Taliban came in with a strong action. And Afghan military and Afghan forces in that area were taken totally by surprise. And then there are mistakes, which we have seen this attack on the hospital, which then creates further problems in terms of public perception. This is symbolic of an overall, I would say, chaos or lack of an overall unified Afghan state and society, which is then enables Taliban to try to play their game.
In general, if we were to look over the past 14 years, the U.S. investments in nation building in Afghanistan have been more like Taliban building. If you look at the efforts on the ground and the results on the ground, wouldn't you say?
Some efforts were, I think, well-meaning, but it takes time. For instance, all the investment in the Afghan military and police. I think that there was a lot of hard work and effort and planning that went into it. But the fact is that it takes decades for any law enforcement or military institution to become strong and to develop their own ethos and their own pride and their own professionalism. But it was never a short-term game, or it was never a short project. We were fooling ourselves if we thought in 5-10 years we'll be able to reverse this trend. In this age of ISIS and religious extremism, we have to think about continuing effort to help states build. After all, they are going through almost 30 years of war. They were the front line for us, for the West, and for democracy against Soviet Union. We tend to forget that. So we owe them some support in some shape or form. Not necessarily. It doesn't mean that we have to have 15, 20, 30,000 troops on the ground. But it means a continuing commitment to development, to their financial stability, and other countries have to also do their bit.
Hassan Abbas is a professor at the National Defense University and a senior advisor to the Asia Society. His book, the paperback edition, which just came out, Taliban Revival, Violence and Extremism on the Pakistan-Afghanistan Frontier, is now available. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.